Hey, Sally, I like this sweater, no matter what your uncle said.
I'm so mad at Uncle Thomas. I'm glad he went back up to his office.
Why, he was only kidding.
Do you really think so?
Sure. Why, he just wants this nice pink sweater for himself.
Well, don't you give it to him, Cecil. I'll knit him one, too.
Oh, that'll please him. Do that, Sally. Make it green. Oh, your uncle looks good in green. You do that.
I think I will. I'll tell him it was your idea.
No, don't tell him that I had anything to do with it.
All right, I won't. But I'll knit him one. Uncle Thomas has a birthday soon.
Oh, Mammy. Oh.
Cecil, what are you going to do? No, wait.
I'm going to take this sweater off.
Oh, no, Cecil, leave it on. You've no idea how nice you look.
Oh, no, Sally. I'd better take it off. I don't want to wear it down here at the store.
Why not, Cecil?
Well, you see, it's too nice a sweater to wear down here. I'll wear it at home.
Well, Cecil, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll knit you another, and then you'll have two.
Oh, no, Sally. Now, don't you do that.
Why not? I don't mind.
But I do. I mean, it's too much work. I wouldn't want you to. One is plenty. I mean, enough.
You really and truly are satisfied with this one?
Well, it's a little big, but... Oh, sure. I like it.
Then prove it and keep it on and wear it today.
Oh, now, Sally. It's liable to get dirty.
Well, that's all right. You can have it washed. It won't hurt it.
Well, I want to save it for later.
Oh, please leave it on, Cecil.
Oh, Sally.
Don't you want to wear it?
Sure, but...
Well, then leave it on.
Sally, I have an idea. I mean, you see, I'm not used to wearing sweaters, and I better leave this off this morning, because I'm liable to catch a cold.
Why, Cecil, that's not true. You nearly always wear a sweater.
Oh, but not wool sweaters. I feel a cold coming on. Ka-chooey. I better put my coat back on.
Well, all right, then. Here, I'll help you. Hold your hands up over your head.
All right. Now pull. Hard. Wait a minute. You're pulling my neck. All right.
There. Oh, my goodness. It's all mussed up. I'll turn it right side out for you.
Yeah. I'm kind of mussed, too.
I wish you could have kept it on. It looks so nice. How's your cold now, Cecil?
You know, it's better already. Did I give you my comb?
No. You want mine?
Oh, no. Where the heck did I put it? Oh, here it is.
Cecil, it is a little large. It's too big for me.
Oh, I'll wear it at night when I get cold. I'll use it for pajamas.
Oh, Cecil, you say the funniest things.
Here, hand it to me. I want to wrap it up.
Why don't you wrap it in this paper?
Oh, I'd rather wrap it in the store paper. There, now. I'll put it here where I won't forget it tonight.
Cecil, I'm so glad you like it.
Thanks, Sally. You know, if I could knit, I'd knit you one. Here comes a customer. I'll wait on him. Good morning.
I want to get a few copies of music. The Pagan Love Song and this piece and this one over here.
Yes, sir. Would you care to hear them?
No, I know them. And a copy of this.
Yes, sir. Is that all?
That's all.
All right. Nice day, isn't it? Here you are.
Is that right?
That's right. Thank you.
Wait a minute. Is this my package? It's kind of large.
Well, you have some big hits there. Goodbye. Oh, Sally.
What did he want?
Oh, just some pieces of music. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Oh, goodness, what are you so suddenly happy about?
Oh, I'm always happy.
Oh, I know why, Cecil.
Huh. You haven't the faintest idea.
Oh, yes, I have. It has something to do with my sweater.
Well, you're getting warm.
You're happy because I knitted it for you, aren't you? Own up, aren't you?
Why, yes, that's it, of course.
You're grinning like a Chessie cat.
Oh, I'm pretty smart.
Where did you put it, Cecil?
Oh, I've got it. It's under the counter.
I don't see it, Cecil.
It's all right. Now, I have it, Sally. Sally, look at the good-looking car out in front of the store.
But, Cecil, I thought you put it right under here.
You know, that car cost about $10,000. How would you like to have something like that?
Cecil, I can't find your sweater. It's gone.
Oh, no, it isn't. I wrapped it and stuck it under the sheet music counter.
Well, that's where I'm looking, and it isn't here.
Let me see. Why, it's gone. Well, what do you know about that? Well, now, isn't that too bad?
Oh, Cecil, and you didn't even get a chance to wear it.
Oh, that's all right. Why, it just disappeared.
I know that man just a moment ago. He reached over the counter and stole it.
That's right. Well, if he needs it that bad, I hope it fits him.
Oh, Cecil, I'm just heartbroken.
So am I. Well, let's forget about it.
Cecil, don't you worry. I'll knit you another one right away.
Now I will worry. Oh, no, you see, it's too much trouble.
I tell you what I'll do, Cecil, to make up for it.
What?
I'll knit you a tie instead. Won't that be nice?
No, I don't want you to bother at all. Thanks just the same, though.
Cecil, you don't seem very mad because the sweater is gone.
Oh, I'm awful mad, but I'm trying to control my temper.
I can see there's a funny look in your eyes.
Well, whenever you see that look, watch out.
Cecil, I bet if that man came back in here now, you'd certainly show him something.
I hope I never see him again.
Honestly, do you?
So help me, Hannah, I do. Now let's forget about him.
I'll bet he saw the sweater and liked it so much that he thought he'd take it.
No, he couldn't have seen it.
Well, I hope that. Do you think he could have made a mistake and picked it up? If he did, he'll bring it back.
I hope not. I mean, I hope he didn't make a mistake.
Well, everybody makes mistakes, Cecil. Even I make a few.
Well, I don't. I always know what I'm doing.
Cecil, look. Oh, goodness.
Oh, well, I'm a cold potato.
It's the man that was just in here. Now be careful, Cecil.
Oh, I was hoping I'd never see him again.
Don't hit him, Cecil, till you find out if he took your sweater.
Go in back of the store, Sally. I'll handle this.
No, I want to stay with you.
Please, Sally, go on in the back of the... I see you came back.
Yes. I thought that this was a big package when you handed it to me.
I see. Did I give you the wrong numbers?
No, but you wrapped up a sweater with my sheet music. I thought I'd bring it back.
Well, isn't that funny? Imagine my embarrassment. Thanks. That was pretty nice of you to bring it back.
Well, that's all right. I wouldn't have it as a gift. Better be more careful next time. Good day.
Goodbye. Well, Sally, isn't that funny? I wrapped up the sweater by mistake. What's the matter? Don't you think that was funny?
Cecil, I believe you did that on purpose.
Oh, I did not.
Give me that sweater. I'll keep it. And as for you, Mr. Cecil, you won't get it until I'm convinced that you didn't do that on purpose. I have my suspicions, and so, well, I'll see you later.